The buzz was building on Chandler High School's campus, and the energy in the air was palpable. It was a Friday in late spring, and groups of students were moving quickly to the gym, ready to open the doors to have an impact and make their voices heard, individually and collectively. But they weren't there to cheer their classmates on the basketball court for game day. It was vote day, a vital opportunity for students to formally decide how Chandler High would spend money on an improvement project. Vote Day is the result of months of idea sharing, planning, and preparation that originates from the concept of school participatory budgeting, or SPB. Much like participatory budgeting that takes place at the community or municipal level, SPB empowers the participants to play a major role in affecting change. Center for the Future of Arizona has partnered with several districts throughout the state to help them implement SPB, and Chandler Unified School District has been involved since 2018. Madison Rock is project manager for civic health at CFA and plays a direct role in CFA's relationships with schools that take part in SPB.
It's really everything from the very beginning to the very end, designing the process, what's the timeline, figuring out how to allocate the budget, who will participate, all the way until the implementation of the projects at the end of the year, and evaluating what worked, what didn't work, and what recommendations the participants had for the future.
Not surprisingly, the teachers who play a leading role have helped students get better at focusing on pragmatic projects rather than hypotheticals that won't happen.
The first year they were asking for Gatorade water fountains, which don't actually exist. And this year they were all like actual real things, you know. So just their awareness of what it is and what we can do has definitely developed.
Kelsey Brown is a history teacher at Chandler High and the driving force behind the school's SPB program. She says that she didn't have any particular passion for government or politics as a student herself, but knew that SPB was a special way to inspire students.
So for me, like, the projects that get funded are really more of a fringe benefit. Like, they're great. Our school definitely needs this stuff. We're 100 years old, you know, so we do need some different things done around our campus. And it's nice that the kids get to pick it. I think that's so important for our district. But to me, it's really all about just getting them engaged.
That engagement starts several months before vote day, as Chandler High surveys the entire student body and asks what improvements they'd like to see on campus. Typically, between 7 and 10 projects are proposed, and then Chandler Unified determines what is truly viable. Philip Robertson, academic coach and Chandler Unified's SPB district coordinator, says the students go through a process of learning why a proposal may or may not be doable, but they also don't give up.
What's cool from my side is I've seen year after year that if a project was said no to, so water bottle fillers were actually said no to the first couple of years, because of the electrical component and the water component that goes with those. For the first couple of years, district kept saying no, and the students were persistent and figuring out ways of, like, well, if you say no because of this reason, how can we solve that reason? And so over the years, it's a clear yes for water bottle fillers, because the students stay persistent and figure out, okay, you say no to this little component, but we can figure out how to solve that issue.
The district generally allots a total of $100,000 to the schools taking part in SPB, with a high school granted between $10,000 and $15,000. For most students, that sounds like and is a lot of money, which can, for a time, have them wondering if they're up to the responsibility.
I think the first one that came to mind was actually a student saying, like, who, me, leading on campus? Yes, you are the leader that we're looking for, and you absolutely are capable of doing this on your campus, and we're excited to see where it will take you after this year.
Carolyn Thompson says students learn to trust themselves in bringing about helpful changes. She is program coordinator for civic health at CFA. She believes the concept of trust may be the most important for everyone involved with SPB.
And I think it's actually a cornerstone of a lot of how the PB process works, is this trust in being able to kind of relinquish some power and control over budgetary decisions. The first one is just trusting CFA to be a partner in this. And I think that happens because we're very consistently out in the community sharing about the model.
And the students and teachers who see each other on a daily basis also see their relationship strengthened by the empowerment associated with SPB.
Then they start to learn this trust with their adults on the campus. So not only their sponsor, who is, you know, shepherding them through this whole process, office admin, procurement specialist, maintenance folks, they start to really learn that these people are people and that they can actually access them and start to trust that some of the questions and frustrations that they have on the campus, that adults have some of those as well, and that they're starting to kind of build that relationship with one another.
Chandler High's Vote Day reflects that, as the students are clearly taking their responsibility seriously. The clamor as they head to their tabletop voting booths is anything but childish, a heartening reality to teacher and SPB sponsor Kelsey Brown.
As this day particular comes, they get really excited and really engaged in what's going on. And kids who definitely are not super aware of politics and the global issues and all of that, they get very into this day. They get very into their project that they want to win. They get very into those things. And I think that that's like a gateway then to for them to understand more and kind of approach our life and our system and stuff in the same way.
Deputy registrars from the Maricopa County Recorder's Office are also on hand to help students who are interested and old enough get registered to vote for the next election day, whether that's municipal, state, or federal. The success related to school participatory budgeting and Center for the Future of Arizona's leadership is only going to grow. CFA's Madison Rocks is implementing an SPB Institute for the next school year as an upcoming goal and part of expanding the program and making it more accessible.
It's a really tangible way to teach young people about their role in community, to empower them through real dollars to make decisions that improve their school communities, and to build that sense of trust, that cohesion, develop additional communication channels.
And that's a clear approach to helping community leaders of tomorrow get comfortable early with making the decisions that will affect them, their families, and friends far into the future.